goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. You know that song? It means it's time for The Divorce Hour. I'm your host, Larry Bloom, and I'm here today with another Larry, Larry Goodman.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
I'm great. Why are you here?
Good question.
You're here because I asked you to come in. You have a website, and your website is about, well, tell us what your website is
first. It's If You're Single.
And your is Y-O-U-R-E.
E, correct.
Okay. With no apostrophe.
It'll still go to the Y-O-U-R-E.
No kidding.
Sure.
Okay. And I know you emailed me once from another site. Not ready to go steady, or that's just your email?
Yeah, that's the YouTube site for my Not Ready to Go Steady players.
Ah.
And these are all undateable characters that'll be on the website. Because we all have quirks, crazy quirks. No one is,
undateable characters. You mean this is just a how not to do?
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow, I got to go on that site. I want to check that. I see how many of those things I'm doing wrong. Why is Larry here today? Well, if you were in a marriage for 25 years like I was, and all of a sudden you're not in a marriage anymore, you learn very quickly that the rules and the experiences of dating are nowhere near what they were before you got married. Is that a fair statement?
Sure.
And it's not like riding a bicycle. It really isn't. You need to learn how to date again. You need to learn what you want. And you have to learn to be positive. Because if you were in a marriage like mine, you know, it was all my fault. I was Satan. So after 25 years of that, you learn, or you think you learn, that that's the way you are, and you have to unlearn those traits, and for want of a better term, get back on the horse. So, why did you do this? Why did you set up this site?
Over the years, being single, I've been married 2.8 times.
2.8, that's 2.8. Should we ask you what the 0.8 means? You were living with somebody and you just didn't get married?
Yeah, I had one marriage.
Okay.
And two, about 5-year, marriages, we'll call them, without being married.
Okay.
And so that's why it's 0.9, 0.9.
Got it.
Equals 2.8.
Okay.
And being with somebody for 5 years is really the same as being married. There's no difference except, you know, he didn't get the blood test and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But the commitment's the same. And you really feel, you know, that it's going to last forever.
Okay. So, now, just so we have a little bit of background on you, you went directly from your... How long was your first marriage?
3 long years.
Okay. And you had a period of time. You're approximately as old as I am. So I would imagine there was time between the marriage and the first longer relationship?
About 10 years.
And then between the two longer relationships?
6 months.
Whoa. 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
And were you... Oh, I'm going to ask a question like an interviewer. Were you in this business when you started your last relationship?
No.
It just was luck of the draw that it was only six months?
Well, you know what? I think that the first one that didn't work out was actually pretty good.
Okay.
Even though it didn't work out, it was still actually pretty good. So when things are going well and you actually like being with somebody, you can't wait to get back into another relationship. And when you have a bad marriage, you just definitely, you want out. You never want to even date again.
I don't know about that, but...
The thing is, how many people do you know that get divorced and never even want to date again?
Mostly women.
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly women. Men, you know, it's funny. I went to, you ever hear of Divorce Care?
No.
Divorce Care is a divorce support group run by the Catholic Church. And they start with a 45-minute church-produced video And then you talk about the video. And one of the things that hit in was you should refrain from a sexual activity for a year after you're divorced. So I was the only male in the room. They asked me what I thought of it. I said, I've been married for 25 years. I've abstained enough. So, you know, I wanted to get back on the horse. I was convinced that maybe there was a horse out there I could ride again, if we're going to take that metaphor one step forward.
Mm-hmm.
I was lonely. I was attention-starved and affection-starved. So for me, you know, I accepted blind dates, which was weird. I went on J-Date because I'm a nice Jewish boy,
mm-hmm.
Not realizing that maybe the last thing I needed was a Jewish girl. And even though I have not been on J-Date for 2 years, they still have me there. They still send me a couple of people a day. Not like Match. Match must send me 16 people a day, every day.
You're still on Match?
Nope. Well, okay. I'm a dead member, as you put it. And why don't you explain to the listener what a dead member is?
Well, as a member that at one time signed up for a website, and you're there forever. You're there to lure other people to the site. So I'll give you an example. About 7 or 8 years ago, I joined this so-called dating site. It was also a matchmaking site.
Okay.
And after 1 year, I dropped out. I'm still in their systems to, again, lure, you know, gals to join the site.
Okay. So if they take you out of the site right away, you're hideous?
I guess so. Seriously. Actually, believe it or not, they charge members on how they appear. So if you walk in there, you know, 5'7", 400 pounds, you'll pay double the price of somebody who walks in like you, Larry, about 6'2 or so?
I used to be 6'4", now I'm 6'3".
Okay. So you'll get a discount because you're, you know, a handsome guy.
Well, because I have a job.
That's true.
Okay. I didn't realize that the pricing was different.
Sure.
I had no idea. And then, like I said, they keep you forever.
If you're hot, you're marked down.
Okay, that's interesting. You know, I had a matchmaker on the show who actually, not it was not Marnie, it was before but I knew Marnie existed. Mm-hmm. And the next thing I know, I'm in her stable. So I was kind of shocked about that. All right, so you formed the site because you just wanted...
The site's about me, what I've gone through in my life, and I know I'm not the only person who feels this way. So if the site does well, you'll know that there's a lot of Larrys out there.
Okay, there are a lot of Larrys out there. I can ask questions for the full hour today, but I'd really, and I know Larry would rather have, a discussion rather than a one-to-one in-session interview. So the phone number here is 877-480-4120. If you're too shy to talk to us, don't be, but if you are, I have my little BlackBerry with me. My email is larry@divorcedbybloom.com, and I'll be more than happy to read your email on the air. We would rather hear from you. Janice tells me we also have the fan Facebook page on Facebook at the Talking Alternative site. I have no idea how that works. Figure it out yourselves. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom. I'm here today with Larry Goodman of ifyoursingle.com. This, as always, is Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at TalkingAlternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Interesting, when you told me Back in the Saddle, I was expecting something closer to the Gene Autry version. That, of course, was Aerosmith, as you could tell by the screeching. I am here with Larry Goodman of ifyouresingle.com. So, you decided you were going to...
Solve the world's problems.
Well, solve the single person's problems.
Mm-hmm.
And... do you cater this mostly to men, mostly to women, or you're an equal opportunity offender?
Well, my tagline is stop hiding, be found. So my niche will be people who find it very tough and people who've really given up.
Okay. And, well, if they've given up, how do they find you?
Good question. Okay. Well, you know what?
Almost give it up.
Yeah, word of mouth. I think this company is going to really be a great big company, and I think it'll be out there. It may not be as big as Plenty of Fish, but the name is a catchy name, and I think that just by publicizing it, that people will find it. And once they go to the site, they're going to love it. They're going to love the site.
Why are you different?
Because I'm not full of crap. Can I say crap on the radio?
You could say, this is internet. You could say anything you want.
All right, I'm not full of crap. I've been in the car business for 33 years, so I've seen my, full of garbage. So I know I can smell it pretty, from a block away. So.
Okay.
I'm cutting out all the crap.
But why? No, in all seriousness, why are you different? You have no dead members?
No dead members. We're going to make sure that our clients have a proper headshot.
Okay.
And in show business, your headshot is your calling card. And if you go to most sites, you'll see a picture of somebody. You're not really sure who they are, because when you meet them, it looks like someone different. So most pictures are really poor pictures.
How do you guarantee it, though?
Well, if there's not a headshot on the page, we will delete the picture.
Okay. Now, I imagine, as a man,
mm-hmm.
that I would like to see both a headshot and I would like to see a full body shot.
Front and back.
I would, but that's just me.
Okay. Well, no, there'll be more than one shot, but the first shot, your lead shot should be your headshot.
Okay. And, but I guess, everybody has their stories about website dating. Mm-hmm. So let me give you a couple of mine. How do you prevent lying?
You really can't.
So, my favorites are the women who put pictures on 50 pounds ago. All right, there's no way to weed that out?
There is. What I plan on doing is having different Photoshops being part of the website. So if you went to the one of my so-called recommended shops to get your picture taken, it'd be on the screen saying that Larry Bloom had his shot taken on October 21st.
Okay.
It'd be on the picture.
Okay. That's interesting. I assume the year as well would be on
okay,
the picture.
Okay, sure, sure.
And my biggest pet peeve was the women who say, oh, I live in Manhattan.
Right.
When they live...
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's one, Staten Island is another. Oh, I was thinking Westchester. You know, anywhere to not be geographically undesirable.
I get that. Because you know what? If I told a gal that I lived in Long Island, I'm undateable. I might as well live in Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago. So really, people live in Manhattan want to date somebody who lives in Manhattan.
Or people who work in Manhattan want to somebody who lives...
So people tell those little white lies. I figure that it's not that
Is
important.
That a little white lie?
They I guess they feel that way, yeah.
Okay. How about the big lies? You know, I'll tell you.
A guy who's 5'7" who said he's 6'2", that's a big lie.
Well, I was even, because somebody said, because I said to my friends, everybody lies online.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hotshot, what'd you lie about? And I said, well, I lied about one little thing and one big thing. The one little thing was that I shaved some pounds off.
Right.
Now I don't have to do that anymore because I've actually shaved those pounds off. But I actually weigh less than what I say. I said I did when I was lying about my weight. And the other thing was that before I was divorced, I was divorced online. I wasn't separated because I learned that separated is the magic word that keeps people away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, women are not averse to saying separated. But I will wager that there are very few men who say that they're separated online.
I agree.
Okay. Now, you're not just a website, right?
Also, we have live events, and they're called Improv Dating.
Tell me about Improv Dating.
Improv Dating is... actually, we're having our next event on the 1st of November at the Broadway Comedy Club. And the thing about improv dating is that, have you ever done improv at all?
I'm a lawyer. I do improv every time I walk into court.
Exactly. So most of these so-called mingle sites, you walk in there, they say mingle. And when people say mingle, people usually freeze. You need a great icebreaker. And to me, improv is the best icebreaker there is.
Okay. And what you're doing is you're assigning roles. It's role-playing.
I have a great improv leader. Her name is Taryn Sterry.
Okay. And her little information is on your website as
well.
Yes, it
is.
There's a little bio of her.
She's very, very, very smart and very funny.
Now, I've been to these mixers, these single mixers, mm-hmm. where there are a couple hundred people.
Right.
And, you know, and a bar. That's essentially what there is. And there's nothing else.
Most places, they turn down the lights and turn up the music and pass out the booze.
Okay.
And so you're kind of like sloshed, and you can't see who you're talking to.
Well, sometimes sloshed is good.
I know, but if you can't see who you're talking to, if you really want to meet somebody, it's not going to happen that way.
Okay.
So you go home feeling high, and you'll go home by yourself.
Okay.
That's my opinion. That's all.
All right. Well, let's take your improv night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I take it it's at the you said the Broadway Comedy Club?
Yep.
There's no act that day. I am
the act.
We are the act, aren't we?
Yes.
We are the act. And while I'm sure you would like to get as many people to these events as possible, do you have a goal amount of people?
About 50.
Okay, that's very reasonable. And I would imagine that your goal is also to have it 50-50 in terms of gender.
Right, correct.
How do you do that?
The first event actually was about 50-50.
Okay.
And most events, what they do is they usually screen who's coming. So as an example, there's a company out there, which I can't name.
Okay.
I'm not a dead member. I'm a dead plant. So every once in a while, I'll get a phone call. Larry, come on down. We have an event. Can you show up?
Okay.
And I do.
You know what?
Because I'm a professional blind date.
You're a professional blind date?
I used to be, yeah.
Not just a gigolo. Maybe we should have Janice play that music, just a gigolo. We have a caller. We have Marnie on line one. Hello, Marnie.
Hi, my two favorite Larrys.
Thank you very much. I only wish that was true, Marty.
My only 2 hours. I'm only kidding. No, definitely my two favorite Larrys that bring people together. And I'm listening to the show. It's very interesting. And I wanted to go back, if we could, to, you know, off the improv for a second and go back to the site. Because I think that people want to hear more about how the site is different, possibly. And I was curious if Larry can elaborate on how the site might get people to mingle outside of the improv events. Are there other mechanisms in the site that can facilitate people reaching out or knowing how to interact with each other if they're just divorced and they've never done anything like this before?
Thanks, Marty. We're having something called the question of the day. And if you went to most sites and you wanted to find somebody, you type in their age. The age range, let's say that, Marty, you wanted to find a guy between 35 and 45. If he was 46, he wouldn't come up on your search. So just like the news feed on Facebook and Twitter, we're going to have a question of the day. And so someone like Larry here, who's probably about 46, I'm guessing.
You are far too kind.
He's probably about an age. He's about a year older than your requirements. So he'd be in the news feed. You'd see his picture. You'd see him answering the question of the day. And then at that point, if you know, hey, Larry's a great-looking guy, you check out his bio, or we call his gig on the site, and at that point you'd see what he's about. He may have answered 10 questions of the day over the course of a month.
And there's no limit.
Yeah. Okay. If you're single, really is about who you are inside, not about what you do and what you like, because you might find somebody like eHarmony. Can I say eHarmony? I guess I can't. Okay.
You can say anything you want, okay. But they don't care.
eHarmony says they match you 29 different ways. You can meet somebody who you have 29 things in common, and as soon as you meet them, hate them immediately. So to me, it's more about who you are inside, integrity, those kind of core values. And I think that if you have those core values, then you'll find things in common. I know you will.
And is there a lot of participation in the question of the day?
Well, the site will not be live until next week.
Ah, well, then we picked you at a good time.
Yes, yes.
So what's the official opening day of the site?
The 1st.
The 1st of November.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to going on the question of the day. I guess I have to join. And Marnie, you're on the list of experts, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, so I've been asking help with various things. I was at the first improv event, and it was great. So I'm sure the second one will be even better. And I think Larry's onto something to get people to interact in a very fun, low-pressure way. So hopefully, we'll have a great attendance on the first two. So that was my question. It sounds like there are going to be a lot of different ways to get people interact, you know, more than the standard match that you, like, with the question of the day or whatever it's going to be, to make people less hesitant to reach out when they have some kind of organic push them to reach out.
Before you go, let me ask you one question. Then
sure.
Larry's site is complementary to yours rather than being competitive with yours.
Absolutely. I don't see it as any way competitive because my matchmaking is so different. It's a really hands-on, very personal coaching, you know, one-on-one matches. With Larry's site, it's just another forum for people to get out and meet new people, and I'm all for people taking advantage and being proactive in any way they can.
Marnie,
I think we work nicely together.
Always a pleasure to hear your voice. I listen to you every week, and hopefully we'll get to talk to each other face-to-face one of these days.
That would be great. I definitely hope to see you soon. So
thank
you. I'll let you back on the show. I just wanted to say I was listening and enjoying it, and I'll see you both soon.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to take a break. Want to call in like Marnie, 877-480-4120. I'm here with Larry Goodman. I am Larry Bloom, host of The Divorce Hour here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Cause I speak of the pompousness of love.
Steve Miller Band, The Joker. Right after the bar exam. My friends used to say that that song was written about me because I always had some sort of come on to somebody. But that's just me. And as you know, this show is all about me. I want to talk about me.
Go ahead.
My experience with online dating. And I think it'll get into the whole issue of rejection and or fear of rejection. Mm-hmm. I'm out of my house 2.5 glorious years. But of all the people that I contacted...
By the way, is your wife, ex-wife, listening to this program?
We don't care. My children might be.
Okay.
But I would be surprised. After she got my email today, I'd be surprised if she wanted anything to do with the sound of my voice. But, you know, I was out of sync, out of the system. And I waited. The way I treated people, women, potential women, was, yeah, they're nice looking. Maybe I would want to go out with them. But I don't want to ask them out. What if they say no? And of all the women that I've dated, all the countless thousands of women, mm-hmm. you know, the handful of women that I've dated, the woman has made the first overture to me except once. And why did I make a first overture to this woman? I was married to a 5'0" blonde, and this was a 5'10" brunette, and I wanted to see what it was like. And, you know, we had a pleasant date, and I called her to ask her out again, and I could tell she was hemming and hawing. So I said, you know what? It's okay. You don't have to go out with me again. It's fine. Good luck to you. I had a good time. I'm sorry you didn't have as good a time, and I wish you well. But there is, and I know that's the way I've handled my singledom, by not allowing myself to be... It's easy when they make the first overture because you know they're interested in something. They're either interested in my face, they're interested in what, you know, my witty profile, or they're interested in the fact that I have a job. Or I'm 6'4", because I'm 6'4 on my profiles. Only lately did I become 6'3". So what up with this rejection thing?
I think Jerry Seinfeld said that people would rather be in the coffin than given the eulogy. They always say that the number one fear is public speaking. To me, it's being rejected.
Okay.
You can be rejected on a job, like getting the job, which sure. kind of hurts, but you know what? Screw that guy, right?
Yep.
But when you walk up to a woman, let's say in a bar, and she says, get lost, creep, or whatever, or just ignores you, it hurts.
It certainly does.
Big time.
And it shouldn't.
But it does. You're taking it personally.
Well, because that's as personal as you get.
Yeah.
She's looking at your face. and saying, you know, I'm not interested in your face, or I don't like your body language, or I don't want, you know, whatever it is. And you don't know, you don't even know why she's saying it. She might be there waiting for her boyfriend. She might be there because she's out with the girls that night. She might have absolutely nothing to do with you. And yet, everybody takes it personally. Right?
Correct. You are correct, sir.
So, we have the online question of the day. It's an icebreaker.
Well, again, people do online dating because it takes the rejection out. Because if someone says no to you, screw it, next person. And then when you meet, you know the person you're meeting, you hope the person you're meeting is serious about meeting somebody, so it's different than going to Costco and seeing that your ex-wife online. Somebody's going to meet your ex-wife.
From your lips to God's ears.
And be very happy with her, you know?
From your lips to God's ears. Not because it's financial, only because she'll be just so much easier to deal with.
Yeah. But somebody will find her. And a lot of guys do not want to date women who are 5 feet tall, especially guys 6 foot four. So she was very, very lucky to have you in the first place.
Okay. Who knew? I don't, you know, height, because I've always been tall, height has always been irrelevant to me.
Right.
So.
But again, that gal who was 5 foot 10 who turned you down for the second date, how many guys 6'4 are around? Very few.
Not that many. I guess that's why she went out with me the first time.
Yeah. Could be. Could be.
So. All right, back to the improv. So I'm fascinated by the improv, so I'm going to ask you about that.
Improv is about yes and. You say yes and. So improv is not an argument. As a lawyer, you were, I think I went to school, and you practiced on how to argue.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, all right. And with improv, it's yes and. So you'll say to me, Larry, the lights in the studio are very bright, and I'll say, yes, it's bright, and I'm getting a tan at the same time. So it's taking the conversation
and moving it forward.
Yes, not, you know, not saying, what are you talking about? You know, and it's too bright in here.
Now,
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
So if life was that way, if people were saying yes and more often, we'd get along better instead of trying to always, you know, argue with people.
Okay. Now, this is you give them a topic to start off with.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's one-on-one, or it's...
It's a group activity. You may have people in a circle, maybe 10 people in a circle like that, or you may have in one-on-one. And your job is to, here's what you should do. Go to my website.
Okay.
I have videos.
What was that website?
IfYou'reSingle.com.
Okay.
And you'll actually see some videos on there of the first improv dating event.
Okay.
And you can get an idea what how it works. I think videos are better than words.
The picture speaks 100
yes.
words?
Yes.
Okay. And
at least 5 anyway, you know.
And the trick is to... keep talking. I got it. That's really very interesting. And you have people who are all there for the same purpose.
I know it worked because people were thanking me on the way out. They were laughing. I went to a Bob Dylan concert at Jones Beach about 2 months ago with another guy who's an idol of mine, Leon Russell. It was horrible. The people filed out without saying a word, like their team lost the World Series.
Because they didn't
put a good show on.
They didn't interact, or
they put a lousy show on. And when I had my first event, people were laughing so hard, they left there smiling. And that's what you want to do. You want to have people having a great time.
Okay. And then what happens after that? Exchange of phone numbers?
Sure. Blood tests, things like that, you know.
No, come on. No.
But the thing is, the same thing with the website.
By the way, you can't give me a joke when she sticks up the 1 minute figure. You could do that any time before the 1 minute.
Okay.
Is it you reconnect on the site or it's...
Well, in 10 seconds or less, the website will be a carbon copy of the dating events. It's about play, fun, and ease. I want people on the site to have a great time besides meeting the match.
We're going to go on to talk more about play, fun, and ease when we get back from the break. Call us up, 877-480-4120. Larry@divorcedbybloom.com and that wacky fan Facebook page, fan club page. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here with Larry Goodman talking about dating. This is Talking Alternative. We'll see you in a minute.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Jake and Elwood Blues, the Blues Brothers. I got everything I need. Almost. Okay. So I see from your website that we got a lot of Hollywood terms.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Well, I want to make the site interesting. I think most websites are very boring and dull. And I think that people, you know, I did a Tony Robbins seminar 2 years ago, UPW.
Mm-hmm.
And first, you have to entertain people.
Right.
Empower, and then educate them. If you have a message and it's boring, people will turn it off right away. So you need to make it exciting and fun to be on. And once they're there, they'll stick to the site. So, yes, I want people to stay on the site. And if I just put a regular match.com copy up there, I'm just like everybody else.
Okay, so you...
I want to make it fun. Like
so
I
the
said.
Profile page you said is not a profile page. It's your gig.
Your gig, right. Exactly.
Okay.
And people will have also, people will have their 30-second commercial. If you went to a website and you'll see a woman's, you know, her needs or wants, or a guy's needs and wants.
Right.
It's usually about, you know, 50 feet long.
Right.
I'm not going to give people the chance to do that kind of stuff because, you know what, we can do that for days and days and days.
And nobody reads them anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So... I want people to make it kind of brief.
Okay, and tell me about a screen test.
Well, in life, you know, a screen test, like right now, this is my screen test, being here.
No, you've been on Marnie's show. This is
okay.
This is your callback.
When you apply for a job, it's the same thing. You have
okay.
to impress the boss or the person, and when you want to put your best face forward on the website.
Okay.
And you don't want to bore people with a long novel. You want to make it kind of brief. So I'm having something called the Bliss Is Questions. There'll be 12 questions to answer. And if you pick 4 out of 12, that's all I require. So there'll also be like a maybe about 300 characters long. I don't want you to feel you have to write forever because people will tune out. So
right.
I'm not going to be asking, you know, 1,000 questions. 4 questions out of 12. These questions are really
deep. Can't go over 4?
If you want to, Larry,
I'm just asking.
You can do all 12.
I'm just asking.
You can do all 12.
You know, it's funny because I'll look. I'm a dead member of Match. They send me women every day. When I see a woman with 20 profile pictures, do you know what I do? Delete. I click no.
Yeah.
I click no. I don't want another narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that in and of itself tells me something. I don't have to. She could be gorgeous.
Right.
But, you know, enough. We got it. Two pictures are sufficient. All right.
For me, three.
But nobody has a backside picture.
I think you want one of those Google type pictures from the aerial view, you know?
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yeah. The top of the head.
Okay.
I hadn't thought about that. So, but there is a way to, now you're going live with everything. What you have now is just basically a teaser site between
it's
now.
It's a squeeze page. Yeah. Squeeze page, opt-in page, things like that. Yeah.
Okay. And you have, it's not really an ebook, but it's sort of, I'll call it an e-pamphlet.
It's the five deadly sins to avoid
when dating online.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And how does one get that?
If you go to my site, if you go to the If You're Single site, and you give me your email address.
That's one of my children's names. Give me.
Give me.
The other one is by me.
So once I have possession of your email address,
yes,
you can then read those five deadly sins.
Okay. And it's not a commitment. You can read them within a few minutes.
And if you want to opt out and take your email address back, you can do that.
And you can do that with everybody's email. So if you're getting the show announcements and you from me and mm-hmm. you don't want them, there's actually a spot on the web's my announcement that say unsubscribe.
Right.
So, good. I think you have to do that under the law anyway. Not sure, but I think so.
It's true.
What do I know? I'm just a divorce
lawyer. One big thing about these websites, they all say they're free. And they're free to look. They're free to look, but you really can't contact somebody.
Right.
So they're all misleading. So I'm not going to be doing that kind of stuff. That kind of
yours isn't free.
Yes. Well, it will be free for the first about 3 months.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
And I guess for show research, I should probably go on.
Well, you know what? I'll give you 4 months. How about that?
No, I'm not looking for extra freebie time. I'm just... If to anyone who might be listening thinking that I'm actually looking for people, this is purely for show research purposes. Okay. Having that disclaimer out mm-hmm. there, how often do you have the live events? How often do you have the improvs?
Right now, once a month, and I plan on doing one in California in about 2 or 3 months.
So this isn't just
this will be a nationwide company eventually. Right now, it's just New York City. But I plan to gobble up the globe.
Gobble the globe. Okay. Now, all right. I'll give you my geographical undesirable statistic. I live in New Jersey. You don't have problems with it. When you say New York, you're basically talking about
the
greater New York City area.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it could be Connecticut, could be New Jersey. God forbid it should be Long Island or Westchester.
Long Island.
You can see where I grew up. Yeah. Can never get rid of that accent.
No.
It happens. Never picked up the Jersey accent. Still have the Long Island accent. Even with all my experience in radio, I still have that accent. So, what's the best way to meet somebody?
A blind date's not a bad idea. Going to someone like Marnie is a good idea also, too. I think you should use every option available.
Okay.
Online dating. Anyone says that, you know, online dating is the only way to meet somebody, forget about it. Forget about it. That's Jersey. Here we go.
Okay. Well, actually, that's what it says in You're leaving Brooklyn. Forget about it.
Blind dates, too, are not bad.
My parents met
on a blind date, and they've been married 68 years.
And my parents met at a singles weekend at Grossinger's.
Wow.
So, unfortunately, Grossinger's doesn't exist in that form anymore. And they were married 51 years before my mom passed away.
Incredible.
So, and my dad's about to turn 90, so we're very excited about that.
And he was dating somebody he dated before he met my mother. So I said to him, Dad, how come you stopped seeing her the first time? Figuring he was going to say, I met your mother, I fell in love. He goes, I lived in Brooklyn, she lived in Wilkes-Barre.
Wow.
And now they live in the same community in Boca Raton. So there's something to be said for geography. Blind dates are interesting, but, you know, you run out of people on blind dates relatively quickly.
That's why I was certified as a blind date.
An expert blind date. Got it. But there was also something I wanted. Oh, the statistic I read that 25% of new relationships start online dating.
No, well, actually, the thing was that 25% of the people never get married, which I found hard to believe. But that's what I read.
What do you mean never get married? Never get married again or never
Get married? Not even once. That, you know, about, I think it's 24% of the people get never get married. Never take that plunge. And never have the guts to get married and have aggravation.
Is that a new statistic? Is that something that's grown over the years?
You know what? I read that online last night. So if it's online,
I read it online too.
Must be true. It must be true, I guess, right?
Oh yeah, everything you read is all true. That's just like when a woman lives in Manhattan, she really lives in Manhattan. Yeah. Sorry, that's my pet peeve. So what we're talking about here is the ways to meet people, and the professional blind date. There's your way sounds like a lot of fun, and you can do it. You don't have an algorithm,
mm-hmm.
correct?
True.
And most of these websites, Plenty of Fish, Match, I don't know about eHarmony, because I heard you can get rejected from eHarmony, and I didn't want to be rejected, so I never filled one out with
them. I promise not to send dead members to anybody. That's a promise.
Okay, great. And I'm imagining that after 3 months of free membership, if they haven't paid their dues, they're off the site.
Gone, goodbye.
So that's interesting. That's a great way of doing it. And your goal is to do it nationwide?
Sure.
Okay. And you can do that by running events all over the country and doing improvs?
Well, I think the first two cities are L.A. and New York, the big cities.
Right.
And then, you know, I'll go to
Chicago.
Lancaster, PA, things like that. You know.
That'll work. Okay, phone number here for our last segment if you want to call in, 877-480-4120. You want to ask me a question without talking to me, Larry at divorcedbybloom.com. I'm here with Larry Goodman, who is from ifyouaresingle.com. This is the Divorce Hour here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. improve your professional environment, be more effective, be happier, and make more money improving communications. That's the answer.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative. I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
The Monkees, I'm a Believer. Do you know what Mike Nesmith's mother invented?
I think she invented the whiteout.
That's correct.
How about that?
That's why he's never on the reunion tours. He doesn't need the money. Just to clarify, if your single.com does not have the videos on them, but the
it'll
not
be on
ready,
it'll be on there soon, but not right now.
Right now, it's at the notreadytogosteady.com.
No, go to YouTube and type in one word, not ready to go steady. And the videos will show up there.
Okay. Now, you said something about to me during the break about the not ready to go steady players. What is that?
There'll be about a dozen people, maybe a bit less, who are my, they'll be comedians, funny people, I hope. They will be funny. And these will be very, very funny videos that you'll want to watch. And each character will have something about them that makes them undateable. So we have actually Fran Capo playing Frenetic Fran. And Fran talks real fast. And she controls the whole conversation. So it's kind of hard to have a conversation when it's a dialogue instead of a monologue. I mean, it's a monologue instead of a dialogue, right?
Okay.
And I have another gal who's Leslie Marie Collins, who plays a Southern gal who moved to New York City from Texas. And she wants to find a Republican in Manhattan.
Okay.
And she's having a hard time finding a Republican in Manhattan.
Oh, she should meet some of the people I've met. I could only find Republicans. I was 55 years old before I ever dated a Republican in my entire life. Now they come out of the woodwork. I can't believe how many Republicans are in New York. I was shocked.
So all these characters have certain things about them that make them really tough to date.
Okay. Oh, that sounds interesting. I'm going to go to that site and I'm going to watch.
Super.
And hopefully you won't be recruiting me to do any of those. Hopefully I have no immediate quirks that would render me undateable.
Larry, how many quirks do you think you have?
I have countless thousands. but let me ask you this, because, you know, I learned a long time ago that the great way to make somebody think you're a great conversationalist is by getting them talking about themselves.
True.
And letting, you know, and then there's the old adage, you have two ears and one mouth, you should use them proportionally. So, you know, I guess there's, I would imagine what you're telling me is that, you know, going over the two-thirds limit is a problem. And I would imagine staying under the one-third limit is a problem. You know, you told me before we started, you gave me the Choo Choo Coleman story.
Yes.
About the one word answer.
Right.
My favorite Choo Choo Coleman story was, by the way, Choo Choo, what's your wife's name? Mrs. Coleman. So we're showing our age. And I guess that's another thing you don't want to do. You don't really want to show your age that much. I mean, I give an appearance that's much younger than what I physically, you know,
no
appearance age
surgery?
Is less than my actual age.
True.
And if I want to, you know, suggest to people,
I would say 47, 48.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
The truth, yeah.
The truth, 57.
Wow.
So, you know, but I recognize that one, and I'm younger. I think I'm younger now than I was 3 years ago. Not because my age is anything less.
You're happy now. You're
because
happy.
I'm happy. I have more energy. I'm down 40 pounds. You know, I want to live now before I wanted to die. So, all right. We got about a minute left. Tell me the number one thing people should think about when they're re-entering the dating world?
No BS. My initials are IYS, no BS, for the site.
Okay.
If you're single, because people love the BS. George Carlin had a thing on YouTube. He said people are either stupid, full of shit, or crazy. I can deal with people who are stupid.
Okay.
They're all stupid. And people who are crazy, I'm crazy also. But people who are full of shit are doing it on purpose.
Right.
So those are the people I want to avoid. And this site's about avoiding those kinds of people, because we all do stupid things. We go act crazy. But when you're full of shit, it's done on purpose.
Okay. And is there a way to reach you other than that? Reach you, there's a contact us portion of the website, correct?
You can also go on Facebook and you can type in Larry Goodman / if you're single and find my face page.
Okay, because there are a lot of Larry Goodmans out there. And if you just type in Larry Goodman, you're going to get a
bunch. Not like me, by the way, Larry. No.
I know that, but there are also a lot of Larry Blooms out there, so I understand that.
Yeah.
I want everybody, first of all, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Can we do it again?
Sure.
Okay, because I want to, you know, maybe in the new year after the site is up and, you know, you've got everything, you got your mojo working, as
they
say. I want everybody to please stay tuned for my good friend Tony Martinetti, who is not as, he says he's funnier than I am, but let's just say he's smarter than I am. Next week, I have Gene Grossman, who is a divorce coach, coming in. We're going to talk about the holidays. It's all of a sudden. And funny, we should be talking about that, because my ex and I are fighting about the holidays as we speak. Have a great week, everybody. This has been the Divorce Hour. I've been with Larry Goodman of ifyouresingle.com. I am Larry Bloom. And as always, we're at talkingalternative.com. Have a great week, everybody. Bomba dida, 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 bomba about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your neo-sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.